The Chris Moyles Breakfast Show, weekday mornings from 7. Spread the word.
Is that supposed to be me?
Yeah, all right.
I'm not from Manchester, you pillock. All right, man, yeah. Chris Moyles, spread the word.
All right, oh, no.
Scarborough fool.
He leads lout.
So was that seriously? Well, I know it was also an attempt to do a bit of padding.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, that was your impression of me, was it?
No, I'm just practicing. All right, spread word.
This is great radio.
Let's be honest, it's the best bit of your bloody show.
Yeah, there's your out cue for you.
He's not even a mic. Hey, that's how bad your show is.
Shut up!
First was Tony Blackburn. No Levins, he was next. If BLT could see us now, his face would look perplexed. We upset other DJs, cause Moyles can't behave. We bet that No Levins is turning in his radio grave.
And a very good morning to you. You all right?
Yeah, I'm knackered.
Are you?
Yeah. I was all right when I woke up. I just feel absolutely shattered.
I feel all right. I've got to be honest. We went to see Patrick Keoghty last night in Basingstoke. It's a beautiful part of the world, isn't it?
Mm.
So we all got to bed very late, but it was good, wasn't it?
Very, very
anyway,
good.
Anyway, we're all here. We're all ready.
Chris Moyle Show. And we're going to play a record because I like records. Isn't that right, Jason?
Yeah, I do record too, Joe.
It's the Body Rockers on Radio 1. Oh, crash the vocals.
Things I like about you.
Oh, there are some angry women in the studio this morning. Carrie's angry, Rachel's angry, George just confused again.
Mm.
Sorry, what are my headphones? Which ones? Is this, these are my head? No, that's your mic, love. Bless you.
I've worked it out now.
Good girl. Carrie's car, her taxi to pick her up this morning was how many minutes late?
40, that's 40.
4-0.
Put now, me all out of kilter, you know.
Obviously, when you... I hope you are out of kilter for the show. Now, obviously, when the taxi man turns up, he's extremely apologetic and can't do, you know, enough for you.
Yeah, just like, I'm really sorry. It's just one of those things that happens from time to time.
What, blatant incompetence?
Yeah. Apparently, he came here to pick me up from here to then take me home.
Genius.
Oh, superb.
That's all right, though. But you know, you can either dwell on the past or look forward to the future. If you look forward to the future, at least you get a nice line tomorrow. Because you can get in the car 40 minutes late, and he's been sitting there 40 minutes waiting for you. And when he goes, I've been here 40 minutes, you go, yeah, sorry, but it's just one of those things. Couldn't be helped, really.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, sorry about that. I got up and walked all the way into work. Completely forgot this. So I've walked all the way back now for you to drive me in. Stop you whining. I'm all right this morning. I feel good.
Do you?
Yeah, you're shattered, aren't you?
I'm shattered, yeah.
Right, Gwen Stefani plays in a second and the Kaiser Chiefs. Let's get some news from George and some sports. A minute past 7.
It's now 7:05.
Thank you, George. Plans to take the show to New York for a week has begun. We talked about it yesterday, and it went down very well with everybody.
We're off the start blocks, aren't
yeah.
we?
The plan is to do the show live from New York for a week. To celebrate
us.
That's to celebrate us. And also the anniversary of Hunter. Which is obviously a very serious anniversary.
And we'll be there covering it all live.
We'd be going out there representing the UK. Obviously, it's a subject close to everyone's heart. And we feel that we should be there, really. Do that. So, we're going to go. Hopefully. We think. Bob. was wearing your leg. Do you know what I mean? Now, I spoke to somebody from management yesterday about New York, and they went, yeah, very funny. So I think it needs a bit more of a push.
It's still subject to final budget approval, isn't it?
Yes. And we don't have enough money to go. But I was reading the paper today that the BBC spends hundreds of thousands of pounds on taxis on the new Doctor Who series. Now, we won't be spending that same amount to do a week worth of shows in another country, New York. So
we could siphon off a bit of their budget.
Well, that's over £200,000 or something, so I read in the paper. Now, I don't know if it's true. We could do New York for 25. Now, I'm no, you know, mathematician, but you do the math, as they say in America. £200,000 or £25,000. Now, Dave.
That's a heck of a saving.
Now, George, you do news.
Yeah. I do maths, though.
What's that? Now, that's a bargain to me.
It is a bargain. It's a massive saving. £25,000
or £200,000. And let's be honest, £100,000 to be saving, so we could stay in decent hotels and get limos. So why don't we just call it around £100,000? The BBC then saves £100,000. Granted, there'll be no third series of Doctor Who.
I've never seen it anyway.
Well, there you go.
I didn't see the first two.
Right. Maybe that's the question. You know, BBC licensed fee payers, we asked them, would you rather have another series of Doctor Who, or can we go to New York for a week? We set up a vote.
Well, if you're asking me, because I'm a BBC licensed fee payer.
Okay, right, okay, let me ask you. Okay, Dave,
yeah.
As a BBC licensed fee payer,
yeah.
Would you rather have another series of Doctor Who, or would you rather the Chris Moore Show go to New York for a week?
I think on balance, I'd rather the Chris Moore Show went to New York for a week.
Okay, there's one there. Brilliant. See how good that.
I don't really like sci-fi.
Rachel, let me ask you to maybe balance out the question. Would you rather another series of Doctor Who or the Chris Moore Show do a week live in New York?
Well, I could compromise. I could watch the first series of Doctor Who on DVD, and then go to New York as well.
Right, just one second. You stupid cow! Listen. You're meant to go with the idea of us going to New York, you daft.
I'm being balanced.
Balance my arse and go.
I'm thinking about the complaints we might
get. Step away from the microphone.
I'm thinking about Christmas shopping, you silly cardi wearer.
Oh, in that case, yes, fine.
There you go. See, that's well. That's almost 100%, Dave.
Poll of two.
Yeah. Right, that's it. Get it booked. We're going.
This is Radio 1, where soon you'll hear Joe Wiley and all the other DJs who make you feel all smiley. Zane or Judge shows Pete Tong and our mates in Westwood, but Chris remains the saviour cos he's dead good.
That's official, by the way.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Many people texting in saying, how about Doctor Who come with you? They film it in New York while you're there.
That's perfect.
And again, no, I don't. Dave, we could go in his TARDIS, then we'd save money on flights.
Would we all fit in?
Yes, it's huge on the inside, Dave.
Kaiser Chiefs and Radio 1 and Modern Way.
Good morning. If you went to see Patrick Keelty last night in Basingstoke, we did.
Excellent, wasn't it?
Lovely. He was late, though, wasn't he?
I couldn't believe it, you
know? Can I say, that wasn't anything to do with us. That wasn't mainly to do with us.
The show was supposed to start at 7:45, according to the tickets. Didn't come on till 8:30.
I know. You know, and I want to say it's pure coincidence that we got to our seat at 8:28, and then he came on stage 2 minutes later. Purely coincidental.
It's not coincidence.
Right, it's 7:18. We'll play this because Dave likes it. And then, this morning, Stingray. Simon Webb, the fella from the band Blue. He was probably the least annoying one, wasn't he?
Yeah. Duncan, Lee, the Greek lad.
Duncan, what vibe? Lee.
The
The fellow who drove the van.
Yeah.
And then there was Simon.
That is quite a nice little pop record, that.
Frosty's text in, 1 pence from every listener equals Doctor Who, New York, and some change for Germany next year.
Don't think we haven't thought about it.
James and Derby, thanks for your text, smart ass. The new Doctor Who episode could be The Arse of Moyles, where the Doctor is poisoned by a bacon sarnie eating buttock flapping fatso.
Mm. And also, I don't look like a monkey, and I shouldn't be up the Empire State Building in some kind of King Kong meets Doctor Who remake.
If you put a pair of shorts on, you could be. Put a pair of shorts and a vest, you could be King Kong. It's 7:21. Right, sting ring. Oh, we've got some voiceovers, by the way. We never use for this. So.
Sting ring on Radio 1.
You know that?
Especially commissioned. Yeah.
It's time for sting ring on Radio 1.
Yeah. Nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
Let's do another sting ring.
All right. I've got the message, thanks.
Sting ring.
And you lot. That's Paul the Voice Turner there.
He's a proper American.
Yeah. Morning, Paul. Right, 7:22, let's do this then. I think this person might be up already, but I'm not sure. Here we go.
Hello? Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields? Hello? We'll forget the sun in his jealous sky. Who's that? Hello? It's Sting. Someone's playing Sting down the phone to me. Is that you, Morrissey? It's just, I'll get the ring soon. Hello?
Hello?
It's not Ring Sting.
Sting Ring, you idiot.
We spent time at Dave's house arguing whether it should be Ring Sting or Sting Ring, and Dave argued, rightly, Sting Ring, because Ring Sting is a completely different feature. Mm. Mr. Ben Giles from Hemel Hempstead.
Hello?
He's a carpenter foreman. Apparently he's doing an extension for Alex James from Blur.
Is he?
Aight.
Entirely out of wood.
Yeah, well, Alex James is.
Hmm?
Is he really?
Well, if he's a carpenter.
Oh, no, I see what you're saying.
You'd need a builder as well, surely, for an extension, unless it was a wooden structure.
Is that Mulray? Mulray! Mulray!
Well, we had a few of them, didn't we, when we were leaving the theatre last mm-hmm. night?
They were nice people.
Mulray! Mulray! Yeah, Mulray! Mulray! Mulray!
My name isn't Mulray, it's Chris Moyles.
Mulray! Mulray!
How come I never, ever, 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 ever refer to myself in the air as Moylesy? Yeah, everybody calls me Moylesy. So I get Mulray! Mulray! Oh, Mulray! 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 Oh, where's Dave? You know, it's never Davey.
Davey!
So where's Dave?
Mulray! Mulray! Mulray!
Where's Rachel? You know, it's never Rachie or Jonesy, is it? Carrie gets Carrie, obviously. Mm. You know what I mean?
That's a name, though, to be fair.
Mulray! Mulray!
Anyway, that was Basingstoke last night for you.
They're very nice.
We met some very weird people yesterday. We, at the interval of Paddy's show, obviously everyone goes for a little drink, whatever, and I popped outside for some air, like many of the audience. And people came up and said, Mulray! Mulray! This girl comes up and says, are you staying for the second half? What a bizarre question. Of course I am. Did you enjoy the first half? No, I thought it was crap. Did you? No, I didn't know. I thought it was funny. Are you staying for the second half, though? What a bizarre question. I actually... Oh, no, I'm not. I thought the first half was brilliant, but I'm going to go home. because I feel that I might laugh too hard and injure myself. But we picked up a couple of flyers from the theatre in Basingstoke, from the Anvil, of forthcoming events. And boy, oh boy, what treats lay in store for Basingstoke?
I've left them at home, I think.
Well, I remember what one of them was. Gene Pitney's playing.
Plus, also, there's going to be the RAF brass band, isn't it?
Save yours. Save it. Save it for later. No, you know why. Save it for later in the show. It'll be a nice surprise for somebody.
Which one am I going to do?
You know the one. The one which says reference to this show, that one.
Oh, I was going to do another one.
The one where he'll be standing on stage with his mate Tony in a little circle.
I was going to do Alan Titchmarsh Fill My Stocking tour. Did you not see that one?
No, is that Christmas special?
Collected all the flyers, yep.
Yeah. But as they were pointing out to me last night, it's not just a show, it's a tour. Because, of course, Alan Titchmarsh, he can't just, you know, you can't just do one city. You'd be letting the whole country down.
But does he do jokes?
I believe he writes. What does he do? I don't know. Maybe
plant-based jokes.
That's our next show outing. The Fill My Stocking Tour.
Really? We've got to push for this New York trick. We really do. Alan Titchmarsh in New York. That's worth putting the license
for. No, in our luck, we'll end up out there and it'll be on Broadway.
No, something tells me
about Fill My Stocking.
You're all right, Alan. I'd rather not. Right, anyway, 7:27. Scissor Sisters and Filthy Gorgeous on Radio 1.
That's not a true story, is it? Surely not.
Apparently so.
Yes.
Really? During that last record, Spoonie was on the phone.
Yes. Good morning, Spoonie. He wanted to know what the music is to
Sting Ring. Yeah, and as Josh points out, it's Sting. He does Fields of Gold, If I Ever Lose My Faith in You. That's the idea. Or does he mean the theme music?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're not going to say on the air what it is, because it's the one song that everybody's going to want to be buying next year.
Are we going to release it?
We're going to get Sting to cover it. We're going to write lyrics for it, and Sting can sing it. How about that? Mm. Good morning to... Give me one second. Matt from... I have no idea where he is. He's the editor of an American magazine called Slippy Magazine.
Slippy?
That's right, Dave. Which is a Boston magazine.
Is it a specialist publication?
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, but not like that. Not as you think it would be. Anyway, he listens to the show every day, and they've put a link on their website to the show. I've been listening to Chris Miles for about a year and a half now via the BBC website every night before I go to bed. I don't know if he talks like that. And he goes, Miles and his crew are hilarious. My favourite thing is a new segment called Sting Ring, where they randomly call someone and play Sting songs. So he obviously likes that.
Praise indeed from across the pond.
Well, thank you very much to you and Slippy Magazine. I don't.
It sounds a bit suspect, doesn't it?
Well, no, not necessarily. It might just be. I'll keep looking and see. I haven't seen any nudity yet. So, can't be that good of a magazine, can it, really? Mm. When you think about it. Anyway. Thank you to you, Mr. Slippy. Matt.
Slippy Matt. That's a DJ tool.
Yeah. Robbie Williams plays in a second after some news from George at 7:32.
Dry for most places today. A few sunny spells, but showers in the west. Colder for everyone.
Sorry.
Yeah, as well.
Sorry, go on.
Feeling colder for everyone.
No. One more trouble. With Georgina Bowman. She's got her MSM on.
Yeah, I don't know how to switch it off. I need to go and do that. I'm sorry. It just said Andy Gallagher has just signed in.
Just signed in. Did that work as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a midweek motorway, and you might want to breathe in if you're heading down the M4 this morning. Narrow lanes at Junction 20. That's the Almondsbury interchange.
Where?
Almondsbury interchange. Mm-hmm. Speed restrictions, as in the nuts. Speed restrictions are in operation. Take it slow. It's Wednesday.
Georgina Boomer.
It's 7:36. The Chris Moyle Show.
National Radio 1. Now, I have, I had a dilemma this morning, but I want to pass to everybody and see what everybody says, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what the girls will say. I'm not sure what you will say, but it's a weird one, right? But I feel that I can put you, Dave, in the same position. I'll give you a choice similar to the position I was in this morning.
I'm here to help.
Okay. Is that all right?
Yeah.
It's to do with a copy of yesterday's Daily Sport, which gets delivered, I believe, on a daily basis to Colin Murray.
I don't like that paper for a start.
Do you not?
No.
Why?
It's just a bit, you know.
What do they turn you down?
Well, there's not much for ladies in there, is there, really?
The sport?
Yeah, right. But the rest of it.
There's a story about Rio and Kevin Nolan and all this.
Carry on with the rest of it.
There's a story about...
Story about Graham Rexon there, I think, isn't it?
Yes, Svenja and Eriksson. There's a story about Chelsea, Man United. There's a story about... Oh, I won't read that one.
And what's that? Swapping what?
That way. Anyway, so...
Not shirts, is it?
Here's what happened this morning. I'm in the little R&R room, right, before the show, with Toby, the news editor this week.
Toby Seeley.
Hello, Toby. And we're chatting away, having a chat, and I'm kind of looking through the Daily Sport, you know, just as you do, you know, going blah, blah, blah. Do you know where this is going?
Having a quick flick. No.
Blah, 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 blah. And what did you do yesterday? Did you watch DVD? Oh, that's interesting. Oh, yeah, that's really nice. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. And then, right, I turn the page, and I go, oh, and I turn it back straight away. Because there's somebody in it that we know. And they're topless. Now, I've gone like this. Oh, that's a bit weird. And the Toby's gone. What? And I went, there's someone in the Daily Sport that I know, and they're topless. And he went, give over. Where? And I'm, you can't look. This is my mate.
What, and I know this person as well.
You know this person as well.
Did you know that that's what they do?
They don't do that. They are an actress, whatever is the PC way now, and I take it will be shot from some movie or something. But I didn't read the story because I turned over very quickly. Right? Now instantly, George is trying to look.
I want to see who it is. I'm fascinated now.
Are you trying to tell me that you didn't have a sneaky peek?
I don't believe it for a
second.
And Rachel's even watched me. Even then, I didn't. I'm not even on the page, am I?
No.
Allow me.
Now, are you sure?
Well,
but this is someone we know. Next time you see them and they go, "Hi, Dave," you'll be thinking, "I've seen your breasts."
Would I have seen them before?
I bloody well hope not, because I never have.
And I don't mean in real life. I mean in print.
Not like this. They're there.
Well, show me. I'm curious now.
See, now, is that wrong? That's wrong. That's weird, isn't it?
Is this someone I know well, or just sort of...
It's someone that you know enough. I've got a... Well, no, well, it's not... Yeah, it's someone you know.
But if it's in a movie, then everyone's having a look, aren't they?
It's weird. Don't you think it's weird?
Well, let's have a look, then. It's probably tasteful if it's in a movie.
Well, I'm going to... All right, well, I'm going to let you do it, Dave. Oh. If you turn over the next page... But I want no part of this. Right.
How scary can it be?
It's not scary.
The pair of boobs.
Yeah, but we know them. And they're good boobs.
Give them here.
Right. So you've had a look then?
No, but you know, like, I've never seen yours, but I imagine you're alright, as opposed to George. But it's a little bit saggy. But, you know, that's all I'm saying. So, I mean, it's...
Story on Bill Kenwright here as well.
Yeah, well, that's not, you know, that's not the... that's not the one I'm referring to.
Oh, okay, you ready?
I'm not looking. I am turning my head away.
Okay. Turn the page, just Dave.
I'm after looking. Three.
You're all voyeurs. That's
three,
what you are.
Two.
Rachel, don't look.
One. Do you know, I was going to say it was her.
Yes.
Who is it?
It's Joanna Taylor. I was about to say it was her. Actually, I have seen them before.
What?
I've seen them before.
How?
Because she was snapped on
I've gone out for dinner with her and everything, and I've never even had not so much as a quick flash.
She was snapped on the beach with that bird Daniella thingy. He used to be in Hollyoaks.
Yes,
and the two of them were there, right, with it all al fresco.
Right.
And I've seen them before. And you're right, they are nice ones. But it doesn't put me off ever speaking to her again.
It would encourage you to speak to her.
No,
again.
I don't think. Do you know what, Judge? I don't think it would make any difference whatsoever. You know.
See, but I want to have a look.
But As an adult...
But I feel as though I shouldn't.
As an adult, why should it matter? These are shots taken from a film. She's an actress. This is her art. This is her job.
Because I've wanted to see her breasts for years.
Well, I know, but perhaps this is more to do with your insecurities.
It's not insecurity. It's just I want to see her breasts.
Well, have a... Here.
No, but it's wrong.
I'll show them to you.
Because if she wanted me to see them, she would have shown them to me one day. You know, we went to Tesco's or something.
Yeah, but there's something different about having, you know, a picture from a movie in the papers as opposed to suddenly in Tesco's.
No, well, I don't think there is, Dave. You know? Okay, and let's put the stereotype to the test. Carrie.
What?
Can I see your breasts, please?
No.
Okay, Carrie, can Rachel go into the other room with you, take a photo of your breasts on her phone, and then send it to my phone?
No.
See? Now, what's the difference?
Yeah, but Carrie is not an actress.
She could be.
Well... It's a whole different scenario altogether.
Right.
And I think that you're just being weird.
I'm not being weird. You must know where I'm coming from.
Kind of, but then, I think
if anything, I'm showing some respect.
Yeah, but the problem is, if it's from a film, then it's just out there, isn't it?
Well, they are out there.
Yeah.
Both of them.
It's just out there. Everyone's had a look, so it doesn't really matter.
Exactly. And
don't turn her into some kind of hooah. Everyone's having a look. Everyone's gawping at her.
But it's like, you know...
As adults, we should be able to accept the fact that girls have boobs.
I'm with Dave. You're being weird.
You know?
Mm. All right, pass me the paper then, and you two can both whop them out for us. The Chris Moyle Show. Yay, look, it's a modern-day world and modern-day man. National Radio. I had a thought, right? Kind of pervy, but go with me, right?
Mm.
We get some pictures of Carrie, right? Sell them on eBay. That funds our New York trip. But hey, not one to be left out. I don't want to be considered sexist.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of shots of Allard. Right. Listen to this. Dress Carrie up as sexy Santa.
Right.
Santa Claus, coat, hat, you know, stockings, beard. I mean, I know Santa doesn't wear stockings, but right. Georgina can be like one of his elves. Rachel could be a reindeer or something. Right. Sell the pictures on eBay. Bingo bango.
What would Allard be?
Huh?
What would Allard be?
Oh my God, do I have to honestly say? Be the fairy. Hi, Chris. Thought you might like to play this as a jingle for your favourite sandwich shop from Leeds. Recorded by my son-in-law Adam and my 12-year-old daughter Lee. This is from Joanne Painter. And it's a parody of the Fiddy track Candy Shop.
Right.
And it's called Sandwich Shop.
Okay.
Now, I've got to be honest, you know, ain't as good as mine. My parody's a lot better.
Is it worth playing?
But I'm going to play it to you now. And I think Longman will love it. So, Longman, pay attention. This is recorded by Adam and Lee. You ready?
And Lee's 12 years old, is he?
Yeah, and Lee, you'll be able to definitely tell Lee's vocals.
Okay.
Got to say, though, the lyrics are quite good.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's it, uh-huh, there as well.
So, so tasty.
So tasty, see?
Welcome to the sandwich shop.
Yeah.
You can have whatever you got.
Come on.
Whether it's hot or not.
Tasty.
Go ahead and see what we got.
Whoa.
So come in and take a seat.
Mm-hmm.
Grab yourself some to eat.
The bacon.
Come on now, follow the beat.
The sausage.
Day specialist salad and meat.
Whoa. It's a sandwich shop, baby. However you want it, shall I put mayo on it, or do you want ketchup on it? Temperature rising, baby, step out of my kitchen. With all these fillings in here, I know you'd be itching. You want some more bacon? Yeah, people, it's simple. If you bring a fistful, I'll bring a skinful. You can have a takeaway, or you can even sit in full. In my shop or in the pockets while I your into. Got the magic beef on the butcher's doctor. Tell your friends about my beef and how sprung you gotcha. Show me what you want, baby. It's no problem, I'll get my chef to cook it up, baby. I said it's no problem, I got the season ship. When it comes to the beef, after you tried my beef, you can stall on the sweet. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. My sandwiches are bomb, just ask all my fans.
Welcome to the sandwich shop.
Yeah.
You can have whatever.
Are you feeling that, Dave?
It's good.
Yeah. It's hot or not. Go ahead and see what we got.
Whoa.
Tasty.
Eggs.
Some bacon.
Bacon.
Some eggs.
Come on now, follow the beef.
It's good, that.
Yeah, I've got to admit, I like that. I think that's very nice. I think definitely they have parody potential.
Mm-hmm.
I like the tasty and bacon.
Sausage.
Yeah, yes, bacon's your favourite, isn't it?
Well done, lads.
And,
It's a girl, Lee, is.
Huh?
It's a girl.
What was it?
Lee, yeah.
I thought it was a young boy.
Well, it's spelt the same as Lee Francis.
Also, it says daughter.
Ah, that's the giveaway, isn't
that's
it?
That's the clue.
Sorry.
They're saying it is spelled the same as Lee Francis from both Sledge.
L-E-I-G-H.
But Lee does have his name
like
spelled
Lee in Lancashire
like
as
that
well.
Of a girl, yeah. We could set up a special doorbell at Longman Sandwich Shop that it plays the chorus every time you walk in.
I like that.
Yeah.
He'd want to redo it though, wouldn't he? You know what Longman's like, he'd want his own version.
What? I don't know. He might not. I'll ring him later and find out.
He'll be in the kitchen at the moment where the magic happens.
Anyway, well done, Adam. Well done, Lee. Top parody. Well done.
Wake up, Mr. West! Mr. West! Mr. West!
What? Don't do that. What is that face all about?
What?
You do a face which is, what the hell is this?
Well, I'll be honest, I haven't heard this song yet.
It's Kanye
Wake
West,
Wake up, Mr.
Man.
West. I presume they're talking about Kanye.
You're not down with your Kanye or what? You're so old, dude. You know, I'm... Chad, Dave, don't make me suck my teeth. You're like so old. Go back to your Frank Sinatra, your Duran Duran.
Do you remember when someone did that to our mate Dave in Safeways? He got escorted out by the store detective.
No, what was that? Oh, someone
remember, he decked him in the queue.
He didn't deck him. He got a bit angry that somebody sucked their teeth at him. Don't you suck your teeth at me. Like a big insult round our way.
Bang.
Anyway, hit me, Kanye. Kanye West, heard him say. Out next month. Just gonna try that. Can you touch your elbow, your right elbow, with your right hand?
Nobody can, I didn't think. Oh, I thought
some people can.
Impossibility, unless you were...
Can anyone do it?
A mutant.
Can you do it, Carrie?
Right elbow with right hand.
There you go, lovely.
Oh, you.
Just pause for me again. Let me.
No.
That's lovely. That's work it, girlfriend. That's it. Just pick that pen up on the floor, will you?
Stop it.
Oh, there you go.
Pervert today.
And George, that's if you can just put one finger in your mouth as if you go, ooh, look at that. That's great. That's lovely.
That's our New York spendy
sort. Right, Dave, can you just stand at the door with that bucket as if you come in for some water, but you go, hello, what's going on here? That's brilliant.
That's a beautiful face, Dave. Loving it.
And Rachel, you just...
put the kettle on.
Hang on a sec. How can we work this without in a radio-friendly way? I've got to be honest, Rachel, I can't use you for the punchline.
Good.
Okay, that's fine. Just... That'll do.
I smiled.
That's a bloody first, isn't it? Thank God I got it on camera. Put that on eBay.
Collector's item.
That'll make us a fortune. Right, if you're interested in any of those pictures, text in yes I am to 81199. Right. Bob Sinclair, Love Generation, coming up in a second after we get some news and some sport with Dom.
Oh, you've done it! First time.
With George and Cam, sorry. Georgina is a girl, Dom isn't here. Georgina is a girl, Dom isn't here. Georgina is a girl. Sorry, Georgina.
That's okay. Make or break for Tony Blair's new terror laws. Yesterday's weather. That's even better today. If you were thinking yesterday, I wonder what the weather's going to be like today, then here
weird.
You are. The brightest place was Clacton with 6.5 hours of sun. The warmest, Gravesend in Kent with a jacket shedding 18 degrees. And the wettest, Gwynedd, 72.4 millimetres of rain. Yesterday's weather's back tomorrow with today's weather. Whoosh, yesterday's weather. It's 8:05.
If you were thinking yesterday, I wonder what the weather's going to be like today.
Yeah.
Now, do you mean if you were thinking yesterday what the weather would be like on that day, on Tuesday, or were you thinking yesterday what the weather would be like today, i.e. then it would be tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, then that today isn't that, you haven't done that then?
Am I not getting yesterday's weather?
Well,
maybe I just don't understand it.
Right, okay,
if you
George. If
feature.
You're yesterday,
yeah.
If you were imagining what the weather would be like today.
No, right? No, yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday, if you're wondering what the weather is going to be like today, i.e., yesterday, then today we do yesterday's weather.
But
so
you can't start that with the word yesterday, but then put the word today in, which you also actually mean is yesterday.
No.
Right.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Today's weather would have been yesterday.
That's right.
So yesterday's weather today is yesterday's weather. So that's right.
What?
You I'm
want
confused.
You want Dom back, don't you? Because he makes sense of this feature.
Oh, God.
Can we do tomorrow's weather for the rest of the week instead?
Well, no, because that's what normal weather forecasters do, and we have to be different.
Do we?
That's the whole point.
Different meaning confusing.
No, Radio Mavericks.
What? Hang on a second. There you go. So let's get that lovely confused look on your face there, George.
I'm not confused. I know what I'm talking about. Dave's confused.
I'm not confused. I understand the feature.
Thank you. You're confused.
If you were thinking yesterday, I wonder what the weather's going to be like today, then here you are. Here's yesterday's weather. But no, if I was thinking yesterday what the weather would be like today, and you told me the weather for yesterday, that would be a waste of time.
No,
what I really wanted to know was the weather for today.
Today
which you said
yesterday.
I was thinking in the first place. So don't ever go at me when it's your rule.
I'm right.
Do you want to see Joanna Taylor's boobs again?
No, it's all right. I've had a little look. I think one's bigger than the other.
Is it?
Yeah. It's 7 minutes past eight. What's your problem?
That's normal.
That's normal?
Yeah.
Or is that feet?
No, it's normal.
Is
apparently,
it?
Yeah.
For one breast to be larger than the other?
Yeah, ever so slightly on everyone.
Rach, come here. Let me...
No!
What? It's an experiment!
Stay away, but it is normal.
Carrie?
No.
You do mine, I'll do yours.
No, thanks, love.
Oh, I've never said that on the air for ages.
For weeks.
Not since Alec came in with that new haircut. Anyway, whatever that means, I don't know.
I've got big enough hands for yours.
Well, I've certainly got big enough hands for yours there.
I know.
That's like two peanuts on an ironing board. I'm so flat the walls are jealous. Seriously. Yeah? Good Lord. No, I'll take it back. I'll take it back. I'm really sorry. You have got a great body. You really do. And George Clooney. Many people... That's quite all right.
There's real bad negativity karma.
Do you know what it is? Right, Dave, well, let's get out in the open. I knew this would happen, right? And I said to you, Carrie, we sleep together once. It's going to change our working relationship. And look at you. By the way, I've got loads of stuff at mine of yours. You can have it back. I don't need it anymore, right?
Okay.
The shoes, a blouse, and that tennis racket. You can have them back.
You don't play tennis.
No, I don't play tennis, Dave, no. Right, Ricky Gervais has given away a part in Extras. We'll find out who's going to win today's in a second.
Our holidays are over, so we're back across the nation. We broadcast to the whole UK on Britain's favourite station. But now we're also on the air across the USA. So put down your hot dogs and your guns and shout hip hip hooray.
Can I just say, by the way, just before we went into the news, I said, oh, and if you want some of them pictures, text in, yes, I do. So the 800 saddos out there, right, who text in that you wanted the pictures, you can forget it.
Hi, I'm Ricky Gervais, and whenever I'm in the UK, I always listen to The Chris Moyle Show on International Radio 1.
You love it.
Yeah! I'm on the pill, I'm on the pill, I'm on the pound and hill, and the pound till the hill, and then the hot wheel too, and the meal and the dew, and the home wheel bread, and the tone with them with your pajamas instead.
That's how it goes, isn't it? M.O.P., Cold as Ice.
Mm.
Not one hit wonders either, they had another record after that. Actually, that probably wasn't a big hit, was it?
What, M.O.P. did?
Yeah.
Did they?
Mop.
It's not Mop.
M.O.P., Mop.
It's not Mop.
M.O.P.
Aren't they Busta Rhymes' mates?
I have no idea.
M.O.P.
No idea who they are. Right, it's time to give away another part in the second series of the hit BBC HBO TV series Extras.
Take for the sun, wine for the woman who made the rain come. Seagulls, sing your hearts away as wild sinners sin, the children play. Oh Lord, how they play.
To play you, one of them will win a part as an extra in the TV series Extras. You have to choose, so pay attention. First up is Peter Griffin from Bishop Stafford.
It's probably Bishop Stortford, isn't it?
It's Bishop
Don't
Stafford.
You think?
Unless he is a bishop in Stafford.
Hmm.
Maybe Bishop Stortford.
I think it's probably Bishop Stortford, isn't
Go
it?
Go there, Peter.
What time do you call this? I've been waiting for ages. Where have you been?
I'm sorry, Mr. Gervais. I'm really sorry. I was in town at the chemist trying to get all the stuff that you want me to get.
Where?
I was in town at the chemist. I managed to get your toupee tape and the anti-arrogance gel, but I couldn't find anything else.
What?
Honestly, I really, really did try really hard. They just didn't have any eyebrow wax anywhere.
Why?
I think, obviously, it's popular time of the year to wax your eyebrows, so they must have all sold out. I'll try further from town later on.
Where?
I might go out to one of the shopping centres out of town. I will have to miss my lunch break and probably not have anything, but I'm determined to find this for you. I don't want to let you down.
Right, well, anyway.
Okay, remember that one as eyebrow wax.
Not bad, was it?
A bit random.
Well, he kept the conversation going, though.
All right, there's Peter Griffin there, the bishop. Next up is Jenny from Warrington, Dave, which is kind of your neck of the woods to a certain extent.
That's where I live.
Hong Kong and Warrington.
Short period of time.
Yeah, it's like London and LA, isn't it?
Mm.
Right, so this is Jenny. This is weird.
What time do you call this? I've been waiting for ages. Where have you been?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Some drunk bloke knocked on my door and he said,
Who?
Can you give me a push? I don't know, some drunk bloke.
When?
Just this morning, he said, can you give us a push? And I came out and I said, where's your car? And he said, I'm over here on the swing.
What?
He said, I'm on the swing. You wanted a bloody push on the swing?
Where?
Outside my house.
Why?
I don't know. I just, you know, we'd obviously been drinking quite a lot and, you know, wanted a push on the swing.
Where?
Are you stupid? Outside my house.
When?
This morning.
Why?
Are you deaf? He was drunk.
How?
Because he'd been drinking alcohol.
Right, well, anyway.
Now, can I say, right, in Jenny's defence, who does these? Is it Jocelyn? Right, now, Jenny's got her gag, okay? Now, I need to stick up for a little bit here, because the gag is...
Is the push the car, push the swing gag,
yeah,
isn't
this
it?
This fella knocked to my door and said he needed a push, right? At which point she's hoping Ricky will go...
Why?
Oh, well, you don't know, he just knocked on the door and said, want to give him a push? And when I went outside, I said, where's your car? And he went, no, I'm here on these swings. Now, that's the gag.
Mm.
But, of course, Joss has then gone...
When?
Right, and...
How?
And she doesn't have any answers. So...
But actually, I thought she filled it quite well.
Yeah. So that was Jenny, drunk bloke on a swing. If you just switched on, by the way, this has got to be a random link, isn't it? And the final contestant is James Green from Essex.
What time do you call this? I've been waiting for ages. Where have you been?
I'm very sorry, Ricky, but I've had a bit of a stressful morning.
Why?
I woke up this morning and there was a little green man appeared at the end of my bed.
Who?
I don't know. I think his name was Cuthbert. That's what he told me.
Where?
Well, at the end of my bed. And he said, do you want to come up for a ride in my little spaceship?
Why?
Well, I thought I was winning for a shilling, so I thought, well, you know, I'd take a ride and we had a little fly around the Earth and visited Father Christmas in the North Pole. Anyway, yeah, we had a nice time and he dropped me back off, but obviously I'm a little bit late.
How?
You know, well, obviously, you know, the time taken to go around the Earth and that in his little flying saucer.
Why?
No problem. Well, I was winning for a shilling, so I had to risk it for a biscuit. Moving on swiftly, have I missed much work this morning?
Right, well, anyway.
Again, right? He's got a one gag, poor gag, and Jocelyn keeps throwing in questions that he doesn't have answers to.
I feel like I've had too much Lemsip.
It's when, you know...
I'm willing for a shilling, and I'll risk it for a biscuit.
He was desperate to get that out, wasn't he?
Well, so much so that he said it twice, the old willing for a shilling, mockney rhyming
slang. I was willing for a shilling, so I thought, oh, you know, I'll take a ride.
Ride? We're leading for a shilling. Risky for a biscuit.
You're going to ride for a shilling. I don't know where he's been going. So anyway, they are the three contestants. Peter was looking for eyebrow wax. If you think he should win a part in Extras, seriously, Ricky's giving this away, then text Vote Peter and send it to 81199. Jenny was the drunk man who wanted to push, but he was on the swing. Hilarious. Text us saying Vote Jenny, send it to 81199. And if you thought James there, who said...
Well, I thought I was winning for a shilling, so I thought, well, you know, I'll take a ride.
Yeah. Mm. If you think he should win a part in Extras, who does, really? Send us a text saying Vote James and send it to 81199. So, Vote Peter. You need to put the word vote in as well. Vote Peter for the eyebrow wax man. Vote Jenny for the drunk bloke on a swing. Who? That doesn't matter. I've done the punchline now.
Where?
The punchline was just there.
How? What?
When? And James, who is weird.
Well, I thought I was winning for a shilling, so I thought, oh, you know, I'll take a ride.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Vote James, 81199. The next song is 4 minutes 26 seconds. We will have a winner after that. 81199, vote Peter, vote Jen, or vote James. Vote now. 824. This will be the new one for Magic Numbers. I like this.
Well, I thought I was winning for a shilling, so I thought, oh, you know, I'll take a ride.
Shut up.
Love is just a game, broken all the same, and I will get over you.
And all the love I
love is just special.
So true.
Other people saying it sounds like Prefab Sprout. Well, that's before my time. Not a reference that I'm aware of.
Magic Numbers, loves the game. I think that is really lovely. I mean, honestly, I think that's such a lovely song.
It's good, isn't it?
And I saw JK and Joel on Top of the Pops Reloaded on Saturday morning, either this week or the week before, slagging that off. Going, nah, that's really Dolly's barring. I'm like, yeah, you idiots. Go back to your Two Unlimited and your Technotronic. It's class, that. It's a bit of class. Magic Numbers. Loves the game. Right. Time to give away this part in Extras, then. We gave one away yesterday. We've got another one today. And then tomorrow and Friday, four people this week are going to win their chance to be an extra. In fact, they're going to win the prize, which is to be in Extras as an extra in the background.
Oh, Lord, how they play.
Stop voting then. Thank you. Double the amount of votes today than we had yesterday. I can say that in third place, surprisingly, was James. Sorry, James. You ain't going to be on the telly this time round. 13% of the votes. 36% of the votes went to somebody else. And the winner...
Blimey, it's tense.
Isn't it?
Hey, isn't I don't even know who's won.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Dave. I'm going to ring him. Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Jenny?
Hello?
You're going to be in the TV show Extras.
Oh, my God! Terrible as well.
Yeah, you were awful. To be fair, as I stuck up for you, it wasn't really you, it was Jocelyn who ruined your joke.
Yes, she did.
By putting all those stupid questions in.
And she made me do it twice and still did it twice, but that's
who?
Fine.
Where? What?
When?
Why? How? So you're a big fan of Extras?
Yes, massive.
Big Ricky Gervais fan?
Yes, I love him.
Oh, God, love you. Well, are you going to be in the second series of Extras as an extra?
Yay!
And do you want the good news or the bad news?
The bad news.
Well, the bad news is you probably won't meet any of the stars that'll be in it, but the good news is you might be on the DVD.
Oh, fabulous.
All right, well, listen, good luck and enjoy it and give us a little wink when you're on camera.
Okay, then.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
sounds nice.
You know, she's from Warrington. Mm. She's a travel agent. Mm-hmm. And this year she's been to Hong Kong. Which, now, you lived in Warrington and you lived in Hong Kong.
I was born in Hong Kong and I went to college in Warrington.
That is amazing. What is the chance of that? And her story was about a drunk man, and you are quite often drunk.
And I have been in Warrington too.
Have you been on a swing?
Yeah, but not since I was a child.
Well, yeah, but you've been on a swing too.
Have you ever been on a swing whilst being drunk?
No.
Oh, that's where it ends then. More chances to win a party in extras tomorrow. If you would like to get on the air and act out that hilarious scene with Mr. Gervais. Can people still text in?
Right.
Text us your name and where you're from. Start your message with the word extras. E-X-T-R-A-S. E-X-T-R-A-S. Send it to 81199. Your name and where you're from. You could be on the air tomorrow morning acting some stuff out with Ricky Gervais and then winning a part in extras. If you don't want to text, you want to do it later, just go to Radio 1 online and follow the link on the website and register your details on the internet super information highway thing. Right? Let's get some news from George. Just gone 8:32.
With Georgina Bowman.
Go on. I'm waiting. Waiting for the insult.
She's waiting for the insult.
Thank you. It's a midweek motorway. You might want to breathe in if you're heading down the M4 this morning. Narrow lanes at Junction 20. That's the Almondsbury interchange. Speed restrictions are in operation, so take it slow. It is Wednesday. Beep, beep, one more travel. 8:36.
Look at the bottom right-hand corner of your computer screen. Tell me what you see. Bottom right-hand corner.
Nothing.
8:36? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Stupid George.
No, it's all right. It took Dominic about 6 months to work that one out, because he always tries to see the clock behind my head.
Behind your big head.
Until he realised the clock's in front of him all the time when he reads the news.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'll do that next
Beautiful.
Time.
Well, that's it. I'm just
Thank
trying to help
you. Thanks for helping.
Right, very quickly, a couple of emails. You do have Hong Kong listeners too, says Chris, by the looks of things. Where in Hong Kong was Dave born?
I was born...
Can I guess?
Yeah, if you want.
Yap Tao Tao.
I was born...
Yap Ching Kong.
I was born in Matilda Hospital on the Peak.
On the Peak?
Mm.
What's on the Peak? What's the
well,
Peak?
Well, you've got Hong Kong Island, and then...
It's Hong Kong and Island?
Well, you've got Hong Kong Island, and then you've got Kowloon, which is across the harbour, and then you've got the New Territories, and then that borders onto China.
Wow.
Yeah?
That's brilliant.
There's loads of different islands.
Yeah.
Hong Kong being one of them. And I was born on the island at the top of what they call the Peak, which is like
a... Hong Kong Island.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
in Matilda Hospital.
Matilda Hospital.
Oh. Dave, were you born in some kind of nursery rhyme?
It sounds quite romantic though, doesn't it? Matilda Hospital.
Well,
on,
you know.
On the Peak. And I went to Glen Ely Junior School.
Glen Ely?
Mm-hmm.
Glen Ely? Mm. In Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Nice. Sounds like it should belong in the Highlands, that one, doesn't it, really?
Mm.
That's great. Yeah, ciao, how. You do all that.
Can I do all that?
Yeah. That's counting to 10 in Cantonese, isn't it? Yeah.
No.
Ciao, plow, mau.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Yeah, he Sam say, look, chat, back, gal.
See, that's what I was doing. I was doing that. Now, Granny, I don't know the words, but I know the tune. Yeah, pow, pow, pow. It's like bullets ricocheting off in a Wild West movie.
It's good, isn't it?
Isn't that right?
Mm.
There you go. When I order, because of our friend Mitchell Johnson, when we go to that Chinese up the road from me,
yeah.
And we order, they have Chinese beer. Name your Chinese beer.
Qingtao.
Now, see, I don't order it like that. Because of Mitch, I Qingtao, like that.
Oh,
they
yeah.
go, like, well, like a beer, sir? And I'll go, yeah, I'll have Qingtao, please. And hey... And they look at me and they go, this guy's done some living out in our...
But who's to say that Mitch has got it right, though?
Because he used to
He did used to live and work there, actually,
yeah.
to be fair.
So that's kind of it, you know. Jintao.
Jintao.
And apple crumble and Cantonese is?
Pengua combo.
We haven't done that for such a long time. And it's still funny. Carrie, Cantonese for apple crumble?
What is it again?
Think of Nicky Campbell if he was a penguin. That's how I always remember it.
Okay, apple is pengua.
Yeah.
Pengua.
And then there isn't really a word for crumble, so they just sort of...
So Dave says it in a funny voice.
No, it's not, but this is... I used to work in a restaurant in Hong Kong, and when you go in the kitchen and get the desserts, and they'd say pengua combo.
Pengua crumble.
So there isn't a word for crumble, so they just kind of say it in a Hong Kong-y way. So in the same way they would go, Cardiff International.
Well, if what, Cardiff International?
What?
Where did that come from?
When you stand on the Cardiff International, do the announcements
in China,
and they do the announcements in Welsh, and they go Shemai Dudai, Chan Dudai Dudai, Cardiff International, like that. You see, am I right, Rachel?
Yes. You know,
so in the same way that the Hong Kongese made up the word kumbal because it sounds like crumble, said in Cantonese. In the same way they would go Cardiff International.
You really are making the world a smaller place, aren't you?
I am bringing the whole world together.
Suddenly Hong Kong and Cardiff are twinned.
Next email, thank you, Smarty Pants, says, I love the professionalism of the MSN sounds during news bulletins. This comes from David Johnston. But you can mute them, George, if you're interested.
I've just done that, I think. You click on the little thing that looks like a person.
Start control panel, then selecting sounds and audio devices. Click the sounds tab and the MSN events should be near the bottom of the program events list. Select one and then click the bit underneath sounds and change it to none.
Sorry, I've clicked start panel, then what?
I'll forward it to you.
Don't worry, we've got a leaflet on it, George.
And also, somebody has emailed in a photo of the webcam saying, let Rachel know that computers don't like it when you draw on them. And it's a photo of you, Rachel, and it looks like you're drawing on the computer. It's hilarious, isn't it?
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah. But what even funnier than that is that your cardi is in all its glory in that photo.
Oh,
and we haven't mentioned your cardi today, and I think we should.
You knit that yourself?
Pengua.
No, I didn't.
Pengua cardi.
I'm in a comfy day today.
Right.
I'm not wearing an apple cardigan.
Is that a cardigan that's been passed down through your family?
Well, you see, I bought it, and it's got this safety pin that's meant to do up instead of buttons, but I can't because
you're
it doesn't
too
big-breasted. Really reach, so I just put it on this morning. It was early.
You need a boob job. I mean, granted, you could just buy, a slightly larger cardigan.
You could get that together, actually, with a bungee cord.
Oh, shush!
Got one in the car.
Why, Dave?
What?
Why?
Why?
Why do you have a bungee cord in your car?
Everyone has a bungee cord in their car.
Right,
OK. Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Weird Al Yankovic.
Milo is a genius. The album, if you haven't heard it, if you don't own a copy, you must go and buy it because it's superb. Milo's going to do a very intimate gig for La Mac Live, taking place at our very own Maida Vale Studios in London, broadcast live on the show on Monday evenings, the 14th of November. If you can get to London and you would like to go and see Milo, who is absolutely brilliant, you need to answer a simple question. Right, once again, Milo doing a live gig. If you want to go, it'll be one of them very small, intimate gigs at Maida Vale. It's Monday night, the 14th of November. We'll give you a pair of tickets if you can answer a question. I have nothing to do with this question. I'm putting it all on Rachel. Here's Rachel.
The question is, Milo's last hit was Dr. Pressure, but what kind of instrument would you use to measure atmospheric pressure? Is it A, kilometre, B, thermometer, or C, barometer? That question again. Milo's last hit was Dr. Pressure, but what kind of instrument would you use to measure atmospheric pressure? A, kilometre, B, thermometer, or C, barometer? Call now 08700 100 100 and you could be a winner on Radio 1.
Lock on.
We've got two pairs of tickets.
We'll give away
as well.
Let's have two winners then.
Yay.
A pair each.
Hooray.
Hang on, come on.
Chris Moyles has a big gob with lots of things to say. While comedy is quiet and Ad is also quiet. And then there's Dom and
George.
And they have to be serious.
George.
And Rachel's high on fruit juice drinks and looking quite delirious.
08700 100 100 Milo tickets could be yours.
The Chris Moyles Show.
8:44 in the morning. National Radio. Help. Tim Hooley from Hereford, you are going to see Milo Monday night. Congratulations, you will also be there with Samantha Villis from Bedfordshire. Well done, Samantha.
Would you like the answer to the question?
No.
Okay. It was sea barometer.
What did you just beautiful?
I love a bit of Milo. That's the music, by the way, not the tweenie.
Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
Love this track.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Waiting for a star to fall.
That was a Milo.
Yeah, but they sample that, didn't they? It's the same sample. Yes, trust me, it is. I know my samples. Right, computer update, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I was telling you on Monday, my friend Simon came round to mine and said, chatting away, cup of tea, said something about my computer, and I went, oh, don't, my computer's knackered, it's really slow. What's wrong with it? It's, I downloaded some antivirus stuff for it, paid for it, all legal and all that off the website. And since I've downloaded it, it's just so slow. Oh, I'll do that for you. 3.5 hours later, he's buggered up my computer. It won't even switch on. Well, it will, kind of. Anyway, talked about this on the air yesterday, and loads of people emailing what they thought the problem might have been. So he comes around again yesterday. Did you get your disc? Did you get your discs? You know what you need to do? Right. You got to flatten it. You start again. I said, what do you mean flatten it? Will you just wipe everything on it? I said, I'm not doing that. Honestly, it's only way. Well, it is now that you've screwed my computer up. So anyway, we backed up everything. And then we started again. And there it is. Then you've got to start from scratch if you just bought it out of the shop. Right. Have you got your discs for your iPod? That's somewhere, but God knows where. Not in my flat. Alright, well, have a look. Worry about that later. Because your music's there, right? Have you got your, what's your broadband? Have you got your disc for that? No. Well, hang on. You need disc. Oh, mate, right. Ashley, you could probably ring them up. Do you know your username and your password? No. I'm really not good when it comes to... I thought I was alright, but, you know, if it works, why do you need to, you know... Right. What about your webcam? Don't use a webcam anymore.
Oh, that's a lie. No,
since I saw Alad, you put me off. So, my computer kind of works again, but I can't go on the net, and I can't do my iTunes, and all that. But, bar that, it works a treat. Yeah, and he's going like this. Yeah, but look how faster it is now. Yeah, I can't do anything on it. Don't worry. Have a look for your discs, and then I'll talk you through it.
I thought you were on the road to recovery, though. I thought that he was going to fix it for you by the end of today.
Well, it's... He would argue, no, it's fixed. It's technically fixed.
Are you sure he's the right person to be doing it?
He doesn't actually work in IT or anything
exactly.
No, yeah, I know. Well, it's done now.
Maybe you should get somebody who actually knows about computers to do it.
I started thinking about that yesterday. He's going, no, honestly, sorry. Don't worry about it. It's Welsh, by the way. Don't worry about it. So, yeah, it's back on, and, but then there's a problem with my wireless router. My wireless router, I believe that's what it's called. But what we did was, right, for anyone who knows about this kind of stuff, you'll know what I'm talking about. Right, now, I can go on the internet at home on my computer, and I'm also wireless in mine, right?
Mm. I know what that is.
Right, good. So what we did was, when another mate of mine set up the wireless thing, He has a search for any wireless networks. He's going, right, there's a couple round here. Right, so that might, you know, the flat across the road or the house next door, they have wireless.
Can't you just tap into theirs and stick it on there?
No, you don't want to do that. Right. So he goes, well, what I'll do is I'll hide yours, okay? And then, you know, and I'll make it private just for you. You know? He hid it so well, we couldn't find it yesterday. And for half an hour, we're going, why is this signal really low? We realised after half an hour, because we're on the fellas down the road. So I had to ring him up. So I've got Simon on the phone to, like, the broadband people. Then I'm on the phone to my mate, it's Fozzy, right? And I'm talking to him, trying to work... Oh, what a nightmare.
Complicated computers, aren't they?
Yeah. And all this, you know, so I can surf the net when I may as well just leave the house and go shopping.
Meet people.
Exactly. So, so the bottom line of it is that I think it's fixed. It's fixed, and I just need to now reload all my different programs and stuff.
You definitely don't use that webcam anymore.
Don't use the webcam anymore, no. I told you, I accidentally logged onto Alad's website, and I'll never use it again. Seriously, Alad logged on with his webcam, and I was ready to fire him and go around and punch him in the face until I realised it was his elbow, so I just, you know, it's all right in the end, to be honest. Tim Hooley, Miss Hooley's son, and Samantha Villis, both going to see Milo. They won tickets this morning. Well done. Milo's going to be doing a very special intimate gig from Lamac Live. You will hear it next Monday night at Radio 1. Hey, that was almost like a mix, wasn't
that's
it?
That's nice, almost on the beat.
In the mix on Radio 1. Right, Tedious Link then, Dave, are you ready?
Yeah.
How do you get to today's Tedious Link from yesterday's All Saints Pure Shores?
All Saints Melanie Blatt's former other half used to be in Jamiroquai. Jamiroquai is a Native American Indian word, a bit like Tomahawk and Apache. Apache was the title of a number one hit single years ago for The Shadows. The Shadows were the backing band for Cliff Richard. Cliff Richard is a big fan of tennis and a big mate of Sue Barker. Sue Barker is the host of Equestrian Sport with team captains Matt Dawson and Ali McCoist. Ali McCoist used to play for Rangers, who along with Celtic make up the old firm. Firm is the opposite of soft, which is how you might describe the fur upon a rabbit. One of the most popular colours for pet rabbits is white, which interestingly is also the same colour as the inside of a coconut. Coconut is what you'd find inside a bounty bar, which is apparently the taste of paradise. And when you think of the word paradise in the context of great records of all time, you think, of course, of Paradise City by Guns N' Roses, which links us rather self-indulgently to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is, of course, classic Guns N' Roses. Action in the form of my personal favourite called Paradise City. I was padding for time.
I got you. Mm. Take me down, chicken, chicken, fried chicken, because it tastes so good, it's finger licking. Oh, won't you please? Oh, nice and loud. Go! Time to turn their radios down. That's better. Lovely. Guns N' Roses, Paradise City. Sue Bloody Perb.
If you don't like that, by the way, you're wrong.
What have you just written down on a piece of paper? I don't get why you've written that down.
Think about it.
Oh, okay, right. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Seamless link? Not that it really matters.
Yeah, close enough. There's some dispute over... Native American Indian words and the fact that Jamiroquai isn't technically a word, it's Iroquois, which is a tribe of Indians, and I think JK put the jam bit on the front.
And bounty as well, that's wrong.
Yeah, well, it's not wrong, it's just an old-fashioned reference. Apparently it's now the taste of the exotic or something, but it used to be the taste of paradise, and obviously the paradise word is crucial to the link to then get us to Paradise City.
But anyway, close doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
Because it was great. Guns N' Roses, you are more than welcome. We will dedicate that to you if you are either A, probably the most important, playing air drums in your car on the steering wheel. B, if you were playing air guitar in the office. Or C, if you just sat in the office and went balls to this and turned it up very, very loud in your stereo and annoyed the geeky fella who sits in the corner of the office that everyone finds a bit weird.
6 minutes, 45 of pure quality.
It's half-time of the show. It's a bit where Dave will say...
Let's get ready to rumble! Done.
You're like listening, you're like...
Dude. Found it quite hard work this morning.
Yeah, man.
I think it's, do you know, I've got problems with my sinuses.
No, you don't.
I do. Yesterday...
You sent Tash out to get you a Lemsip. There's nothing wrong with you but tired.
No, listen. Yesterday in the office, I went partially deaf.
Pardon?
I wish you went partially
seriously,
mute.
You know when you're on an aeroplane and suddenly your ears go funny and you go a bit deaf? Well, that happened to me yesterday in
the
office.
Hey, it's Slash from Velvet Revolver, and I just want to say, Dave, that was a fantastically tedious link.
Thank you, Slash. And
timing is everything.
They're still like that. They're still not right. Yeah. And so, Rachel thinks it might be my sinuses, which
Dave, it's Ricky Gervais. That tedious leg was fabulous, mate.
Tell Ricky. Which means that the Lemsip might help my, you know...
Yeah. I'm Noel McAndrew. David, that was superb.
Thank
fantastic.
You
well done.
Ta.
Big kiss.
Big kiss to you.
Everybody happy?
Everybody happy.
It's Robbie here. Dave, the tedious link was fabulous.
Thank you, Robbie.
Everybody loving it, man. Everybody loving it.
It's class, that's why.
Hi, Dave, it's Derek. That tedious link was rubbish.
I think it'll be his.
Who cares what you think? Where are you now?
Probably at home.
Me?
Probably at home. Mm. Last night we went to see Patrick Keelty in the rock and roll capital of the world, Basingstoke, on his UK tour.
It's a beautiful evening, wasn't it?
First UK tour. It was a beautiful evening. He was a bit unprofessional because he was late. But bar that, it was an excellent show. And he's on the phone now. Good morning, Patrick Keelty.
What do you mean I was late?
You kept us waiting, Mr. K.
We were sitting there waiting for like 45 minutes. We were waiting to see you last night.
You are such a... Right, hang on, can I just... Right, who got there first?
Me.
Thank you, Rachel. Why did you get there first?
Because I got the train and I had to wait an hour as well.
And who was driving Chris?
Dave.
Patrick, what you have to remember is that when people have paid their £14.50 and the show is supposed to start at 7:45, you can't disappoint these people by going on late.
Right, okay, hang on. So even if you're getting a call from you, right, now Basingstoke, where is it, Dave? Down the M3. Not out the M4.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hang on.
Dave, just because you decided, okay, to go to Basingstoke via Bristol...
No, I went via Reading, actually, but if you checked the traffic reports last night, you will know, Mr. Keelty, that there was an accident on the M3, and I was taking an alternative route, as directed.
I just think it brings you out of the world of showbiz that you're in, and actually lets you experience what the listeners that are listening to the show sometimes feel.
Mm.
What it's like to be sitting in bad traffic. Now, do you think it was wrong of me to actually hold the show so you guys could turn up, or should I have gone ahead?
Whoa.
Look at Alan's face.
Is that what
happened? Alan, let me clear this up. Patrick is obviously a very funny stand-up comedian and a great television presenter. He's just doing this as a joke. I want to say, it was pure coincidence when Dave and I walked into the theatre last night, sat on the two seats at the end of the row that were reserved for us, and within about 60 seconds the lights went down, the show started.
Patrick.
Was purely coincidence.
Do you want me to go through the text?
My goodness.
Do you want me to go through the text messages?
You don't have the text messages.
I do.
Right.
Hang on, here we go. Yep. Hang on. Then one from you says, we're in Basingstoke.
Right.
I text back saying, won't start without you.
Right.
No.
Right. Then you say, cheers, fella. So sorry, almost in the car park.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't sure whether you were actually describing Basingstoke there or the fact that you're in the car park.
We're in the car park at the Anvil.
Fine. Then, running into the theatre. This is so exciting.
It was, because, you know.
And then, then I said, hang on. I think this is maybe the incriminating one, which may get me sued by some of the people over there. Don't worry, I'm holding it for you.
Yeah, I love that one.
Right? And then you said, in my seat. And then suddenly, what happens? I walk out.
Well, no, the text message I sent you said, go, go, go. That was my favourite one.
That's what, and then I went.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Patrick Keelty.
Oh, yeah, then you did your intro, yeah.
Which went down a storm.
It did. It went down a storm, and it has been all over the country, apart from Sheffield the other night.
What's that weird thing you played before the... What's that... The music is you put on it.
Handsome boy modelling skill.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Not fussed with that.
No, just see,
it's rap, you see. It's kind of like it's...
Is that all that talking at the beginning? Is that what that track is?
Yeah.
Right. Listen, I know you're down with your flavours. But I don't think, you know, I don't know how many of the Patrick Keelty audience are bad boy gangsters.
To be honest with you, I just think, you know, you have to say what you feel and you let them make their mind up. Mm. Like, clearly, inside, you know, I'm ice cream, outside I'm iced tea. It's all a good look.
Right. Anyway.
Anyway, what time did you get back home last night?
Half past 12.
Yeah, you see.
But it was worth it.
What time did Rachel get back?
Half past 12.
I got to bed about 12:45, and I had to get the stopping train back from Basingstoke.
Oh, no, what a nightmare.
Took ages.
So is that why you managed to cut me off on the phone line then this morning, Rachel?
I didn't.
And then ring me back and blame the BBC phone line.
Yeah, that's true.
We listen. We gave up some of our sleep last night to come and see you and your first ever solo UK tour.
Look, there were loads of gigs you could have came to. I didn't. You chose to come to Stockbroker Commuter Belt, Basingstoke. I couldn't help that.
Well, you know, I wanted to go. I mean, I still quite fancy going to Dublin.
Well, you still can, the 21st.
And the 22nd, maybe, I could go to that one, too.
But listen... You can persuade the you know the way they were sending you off to your hometown? Why don't you just get them to send you on their ass?
On my ass?
On their ass.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, because we could have had a crack.
It's not a crack, Chris.
What?
It's no crack. It's not a crack. There's no such thing as a crack.
Listen, I'm just doing that... I'm doing that Des O'Connor thing where I set you up for a bit of your routine.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. So what? You're sort of slightly wrinkly and orange, and I just sit there like Mel, not been able to work out what's on the order. No, sorry.
Oh.
No, sorry, I'm thinking of somebody else that I work with. Oh, no, dropped on it again!
listen.
Yes?
Allard didn't go to see you last night because he was unavailable. He was meeting some gay fella and going to some bar.
How did that go for him?
It went very well.
Yeah?
I went to do a bit of a summit about New York, you see, because we want to go to New York, and it went really well.
Was it a new date, or was it a second date? Or?
No, genuinely work, actually. It was genuinely work. Because he has a club in New York, and he knows a lot of people, so I went to meet him. So I do apologise, Patrick.
And did you jockey him?
Did I what?
Did you have a fun time with him?
It was good night. Very productive.
But
so what are you saying, Allard? I have to do a show in New York, is that it?
Absolutely, it's just work.
But Allard, you missed Patrick Keelty last night, and Allard came in, I don't want to embarrass him, but Allard came in this morning crying that he missed you.
I was very upset.
You know, and he wanted to know if there was any chance that this fine young Welshman, Allard, could see you anywhere on your tour.
You see, there's the thing, he could see me tomorrow night in Cardiff, but
kidding me!
Are you in Cardiff tomorrow night?
You see, I think the problem with that is, though, that Allard's now moved up to London, he's a bit showbiz, and I don't think he'd want to go back to his roots, would he?
No, I was in Cardiff on the weekend, I'd love to go and see you tomorrow night, except I can't, I'm in New York. Sorry. Sorry.
Whoa. You where?
I'm in New York tomorrow night.
Who's going to New York?
I gotta go to New York.
Do you have to pay £4.80 to get into New York as well?
Do you?
You have to pay £4.80 to get into Cardiff.
I haven't got that. Oh, I see what you're doing.
Over the Severn Bridge.
No, Cardiff's slightly cheaper than New York for me.
Well, why do you have to pay to get into Wales?
And hang on, more importantly, why the hell, why... Are you going to New York tomorrow?
Yeah.
Why?
I thought you knew. I really thought you knew.
Are you really going out to
New York? I started something here, lads.
Yeah, cheers, Patrick. But I'll see you soon, obviously.
Let's get back on to why you're skiving off to New York.
Yeah. Thing is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does Patrick know about New York?
Well, we've
on the show we said
it's a big city on the East Coast.
We said we'd like to go to New York, right? We'd like to go to New York. So I put myself forward to management to go out there to see if it's feasible. You see?
Hang on a second. So you're off on a showbiz recce.
No.
Do you know what? How about this then? So. We want to go to New York, right? Management are umming and erring.
Yeah.
So you talked management into letting you go out to see if it's worthwhile us going out.
Yes.
You're going to come back and go, no, it's not. So you've had a free trip to New York and we get Jack.
You get Basingstoke, Chris.
What? It's what, Patrick?
You get Basingstoke.
Well, yeah. What's that all about?
It doesn't seem very fair.
Yeah, but we came to see your show.
Yeah, which was very funny and we loved every second and gag of it.
There you go.
I realised I've been to that theatre before.
To see who?
I went out with a girl who was in panto at that theatre once.
What was she playing? Puss in Boots or what?
It was Dick Whittington, funny enough. Yeah.
Dick Whittington?
Mm. Yeah, and you know, the lineup was absolutely brilliant.
Go on.
It had one of the fellas from the Lightly Lads in it.
Yeah.
And it had the policeman from Hello, Hello. And that is the truth.
See, there for the great... You see, whenever it comes to stuff like panto, you know, you just can't be... I don't know.
Picky?
Well, there for the grace of God go us. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
we could all be back in that theatre sometime soon.
Good mooning. That's what he used to say, the policeman in Hello, Hello. Good mooning. You remember, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm showing me age now, yeah.
And the Fall of Madonna was the big boobies and all that.
It's classic.
Anyway, so...
Did he get caught in the storm? Was he the one that got caught in the storm and nearly died when Michael Fish got the weather forecast wrong?
I've no idea.
No. You're thinking of the fella who played Rene.
Gordon Kay.
Gordon Kay, who had a tree crash on his car.
Yeah, because Michael Fish got the weather forecast wrong.
This is it, 1987, I think
it was. He had a tree crash on his car. He's dead.
Pardon?
Who is? He has a tree crash on his car.
Gordon Kay's not.
Gordon Kay's dead.
Is he?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He is.
He was very, very badly hurt, but he's still alive, I think.
Well, if he didn't die in accident, he's died since.
Has he?
Yeah.
I'll check.
Oh, no, you know, if you're listening, Mr. Kay, and you are still alive.
Hang on. Well, you talk to Paddy, and I'll check on his...
What, www... Well,
check on Chris's computer, which means that we'll get the answer in about 3 days.
but you're...
Why don't you just tell him the real reason why his computer's running slow?
Because I've downloaded too much music.
Wow, you say music.
So the night of tonight then, Patrick. Oh, by the way.
Yeah?
Very quick, are you going to Aspen?
I don't know, I think so.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Keeping it real.
I'm going to do a recce to the Aspen Comedy Festival and then come back and say that no, it's not happening.
Apparently you can go skiing there as well, Paddy.
Apparently you can.
Did you?
There's quite a bit of skiing on tour too, if you know what it's like.
Okay, well, listen, the gig was great last night. Many people are texting in saying that they went and they really enjoyed it.
Good.
Somebody's texting saying, please ask Paddy if he the Belgian in Birmingham 4 weeks ago.
A girl from Belgium, this is true, actually flew on her own, living in Germany, flew to see the gig in Birmingham, sat in the front row, made herself known she was on her own. And after the gig, came and told me what a big fan she was.
Yeah, and what side did she leave?
There has been the odd bit and piece of that, I have to say. But not with her.
Right, okay.
Not with her.
Fair enough. Cardiff tomorrow night, Saturday night, Galway. Wednesday, Limerick. Thursday, Cork. Friday, Killarney.
Oh.
And Monday and Tuesday, the 21st, 22nd of November in Dublin. Why not fly out there, have a long weekend, and get yourself some laughs aplenty.
We've had a date in the new year, starting in the City's Variety Theatre in Leeds.
God, blimey, can you not fill the grand?
What's the grand?
It's the big theatre.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I've no idea.
City Variety's tiny.
Is it really?
You're more popular than that.
Should we change that venue?
I'd love that change. Try and fill the grand. It's like an aircraft hangar.
Is it really? Yeah. You should have just told me it's just slightly bigger, Paddy, then to go and boot the grand.
It's the biggest theatre in the world. We'll play the West Yorkshire Playhouse. That'll be nice and small for you.
No, I actually think that's where I am playing. I've no idea where I'm playing, but I'm playing in Leeds in February. Second part of the tour.
You can't plug it if you don't know where you're going to be.
I've no idea where I'm going to be.
Well, come on the show before that and plug it again.
Yeah?
Can we play?
I'll only come on if we can play Knick Knack Paddy Walk.
By the way, that was the podcast which we put you that interview on was one of the was at the time the highest rating podcast we've ever had.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is I'll come back on if Dave thinks you can actually top that game. I'll come back on in February.
Leave it with me.
I smell Sony.
Yeah, I smell something. Hey, listen, by the way, while you're still there, I have news on Gordon Kay, and I believe he is still alive. It says that he has a dent on his forehead from when a plank of wood went through his windscreen.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure about
really?
It.
And somebody else said that they saw him at the West Yorkshire Playhouse a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, in that case, well...
What, you're not playing the grand?
people want to know if you're playing Belfast soon, by the way.
New Year. February.
Okay, all right. Okay, then. Thank you, have a lovely day, goodbye.
Thank you for coming to Bathing Show.
Listen, by the way, my pleasure. Listen, I just want to ask you, without any music or anything, at 9:23 in the morning, I'll leave a little gap beforehand.
So yeah?
Have you been to see your best friend Jimmy Nesbitt's play yet?
Apparently, I haven't been to see it yet, but I'm telling the truth. Now, you've lied to him and said that you have.
No, he'll never know. Just say we sat at the back and we had to go straight away.
When are we going to go?
Next week.
Okay, I tell you what we'll do. We'll go and see Jimmy. Yeah. Jimmy can hold the show until we turn up. What about that?
I like that a lot. I like that. Right, talk to you later.
Big kiss.
Bye.
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 Patrick Hilton, very, very funny last night in Basingstoke, and he's playing Cardiff on Thursday. Why not go? St David's Hall, I'm sure. You know, it's probably a sellout.
He's funny in all sorts of cities.
Yeah. You still there, Patrick?
I am, but I wasn't sure whether to be professional or shut up and chip back in.
You can just put the phone down if you want.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
No, I'm still here.
You're still there.
Yeah.
Should we open the lines for car park catchphrase?
I don't know, ask Patrick.
Shall we?
Yeah, we can open the lines for a car park catchphrase, yeah. That's fine.
Excellent, thank you.
I'm loving it.
You're still not... So you're not going to put the phone down?
I don't know, you hang up.
Okay, bye. Well, I'm sure you can see that coming a mile away. He was really asking for that, though, wasn't he? Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 0800 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. That number again, 0800 100 100.
Let's get some music for you right now on BBC Radio 1. Rachel, what would you fancy?
Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, yeah. You had a bad day. A few people texted in this morning saying, oh, Patrick Hilton's not playing the Grand Theatre in Leeds next year. It's currently closed for refurbishment.
Maybe one way of filling it.
Daniel Powter, bad day. I like that for the Arctic Monkeys. I bet you look good on the day. By the way, I want to say hello to Mohair, the interesting band, who sent us some New York-style breakfast this morning.
That's my mate's brother in Mohair.
Is it really? Is it?
Yeah.
God love them.
Do they do this as just an attempt to get mentioned on the radio?
I don't think they're a real band. I think they just like to send us stuff on letter-headed notepaper.
They are a real band because I've got the badge.
Right.
Which means they're a real band.
Brilliant. Mohair, Reese. Are you into Mohair, Reese?
No hair with Reese.
Reese, the band. Mohair? Yeah?
Yeah.
Iffy.
He's saying iffy.
I've never heard him. I'm just saying it's my
hang
mate's
on,
well,
hang
band.
On. It's your mate's band.
Yeah, I've just never been. My mate's brother's band.
And you've never even gotten to the trouble of listening, even though you work at Radio 1 and could do them a big favour.
No, but I hear they're very good.
What kind of stuff do they do then, George? What kind of stuff have you heard that they do?
Really good music.
Mm-hmm. Great. Why don't you go and see him?
Because I've never been around. I've always been busy that night.
Thursday night, on stage at 9 p.m. at the Carling Academy, Islington.
Okay,
how about that?
I'll be there.
If we get you a couple of tickets, well, let's be honest, it's not going to be sold out, is it? And you could go and see Mohair. Go with Reese. Mohair and no hair.
It's a date.
Mohair, no. Go with Carrie. Mohair, no hair and roots. They're brilliant. You can be like a support act. It's just a joke, Carrie.
You're just not very nice, are you?
Mohair. Anyway, there you go. Thank you for the breakfast. And Thursday night on stage, 9 p.m. at the Carling Academy in Islington. If anybody really wants to go, I'm sure they'll be queuing up. Right, moving on. Madonna, Hung Up, Hard Fight, Living for the Weekend, Car Park Catchphrase, and then Wiley Time. So let's get some news from George and some sport from Kerry. It's 9:34.
With Georgina Bowman.
It's a midweek motorway day, and you might want to...
So were you waiting for something?
Yeah, I thought I was going to get another insult. I was just going to sit back and wait for them to fly and then start doing the travel.
I'm not always horrible, am I?
Normally, you are.
With Georgina Bowman.
That's right, Al, and here's how it works.
See, there's a little thing there.
It's good. Don't know what it means, but it's good. Midweek motorway then. You might want to breathe in if you're heading down the M4. There are narrow lanes at Junction 20. That's the Almondsbury interchange. Speed restrictions in operation. Take it slow. It is Wednesday.
Great advice. Beep, beep, one
more travel. With Georgina Bowman.
It's 9:38. Ah, it's lucky I spoke over that, wasn't it?
I was just joking. You're not, obviously.
Thank you.
But thank you for reading the news. It was beautiful. What are you doing for the rest of the day?
I'm going to meet my friend at the Blue Water Shopping Centre and taking her baby out.
Okay, so if you see a gorgeous red-headed raven walking around with her friend and the baby, what's your friend look like?
She's nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bit fat.
No.
Okay. Who's feedback in? And the baby, boy or girl?
Boy.
Give him a wave. Where's this? Blue Water.
Blue Water, where you're not allowed to wear hoodies.
Really?
Yeah, they banned hoodies.
Well, that's you and me, Dave, then. That's our afternoon screwed. Carrie, what are you doing today?
We've got a very exciting afternoon ahead.
Oh, have you
of
now?
Extreme sport.
Oh, wonderful. This sounds marvellous. Is it the tennis bandage house?
No.
Oh, is it,
No, it's not the Archers either.
Right, are you going ballroom dancing?
I'd love to, but no.
Oh, what are you doing?
We are going to a centre in Milton Keynes where we're going to try some, I think it's sort of skydiving-y type thing.
We're going flying.
We're going flying in a wind tunnel.
And then we're going snowboarding.
Snowboarding. Get in!
For an extreme afternoon of fun.
Yes.
Carrie, I feel as though that somehow you've been duped into this afternoon by Rachel, who, can I just say, is a liar. When you were under the impression that you're going to go flying... Now, that's not entirely true in this wind tunnel thing.
It's like that.
Ask Rachel how long you will be suspended in the air for. Go on, ask her.
How long, Rach?
20 seconds at a time.
20 seconds? That's rubbish!
Yeah, we're going to, like, I think it's Europe's biggest wind tunnel.
That's not flying, that's jumping.
Europe's biggest 20-second wind tunnel.
No, but you do it at a time,
yeah.
And it's meant to be brilliant.
Yep.
It's going to be great. You can come along, Chris, if you want.
So, not really flying, more, yeah, jumping.
It
jumping,
is
yeah.
Flying.
For 20 seconds.
You have all these big air things, jet blasting you up, and it's going to be great.
So, it's like skydiving in a way.
Yeah, but only for 20 seconds. By the way, it'll take you over an hour to get there.
I know.
When you'll hit all the traffic coming up to down the M1, hit all that M25 junction, and then you've got to get through town to get back to yours. You're looking at approximately 1 hour 40 to get back. So 1 hour 40 to an hour to get there, that's 2 hours 40. That's best part of 3 hours in the car to float for 20 seconds.
I'm sure the adrenaline rush will make it all worthwhile.
You guys know how to have a great time.
We'll report back tomorrow.
Mm. And snowboarding. Can't wait for that.
Whoopee! Well, I think you three are a bunch of losers. I'm going to go home and play Xbox Live all afternoon with my friend Ping.
From 7 in the morning, this is the Chris Moyle Show. Then from 10, it's Joe Wiley. She's raring to go. From 1, Colin and Edith, and they have lots to say. And then from 4, it's Scott Mills, and he is really good.
Right, we're going to play these two songs in a minute, but first, that brand new single that I've been raving about all week.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Turn your radio up loud, because this is the nuts.
National Radio.
Friday, Saturday and Sunday is it's the weekend. It's the weekend. All right, Milo had that hit with Drop the... That'll do, that works. Hard Find Living for the Weekend at Radio 1. Joe Wiley's live at 10 o'clock this morning. What a show, young Dave.
She's a Maid of Vale, isn't she? The world-famous studios of the BBC.
But why is she a Maid of Vale, Rachel? Has she just decided to go there for a laugh?
She's there because it's very exciting. The White Stripes are playing live.
You are kidding me! What, Jimmy White and Susie Stripe?
It's Jack and Meg.
Jack and Meg.
I know.
It's going to be good.
I used to read their books. Meg was a cat.
There's Meg and Mog.
Oh, okay.
So Jack and Jill.
So Mog was a Mog then, really, wouldn't she?
Yeah, Meg.
Moving on. Joe Wiley live from 10 o'clock with the White Stripes. Keep listening.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyle. Oh.
Good morning, Car Park fans.
Good morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, one and all.
Good morning, Roy Walker.
How you doing?
I am great. How you doing?
Are you really going to New York?
Well, I tell you, I don't think... I'm not sure if we are, to be quite honest.
We'll
but,
find out.
Allard is going tomorrow.
You jammy sod.
I know.
That's fantastic.
It is, isn't it?
Can I come?
I don't know, actually. There is a space next to me if you'd like to come along.
You'd have to, you would have to sit next to Alad, though, for the whole flight.
I'd rather spend an hour at a dentist. Mm.
I've got so many bars I could take you to. I think you should come along, actually, Roy.
I'd rather set fire to my hair and have you put it out with a shovel.
Right. Okay, well,
so that's a no. That's a no, then, isn't it?
Not on your Nelly.
All right. Don't be on his Nelly either, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Darren and I'm from Carrickfergus.
Yay!
Carrickfergus!
I don't know anyone who'd live there.
What do you do?
I look after my two small children.
Okay. How do you pronounce your name again?
It's Zaring.
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 Like Aring with a Z in front of it.
Zaring.
Yeah.
And what's the history of that?
It's Iranian.
Oh, okay.
Chris, yes. Justin's from there.
Where?
Justin's from
Carrickfergus.
Yeah.
Do you know Jocelyn?
No, I don't think so.
Right.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, there you go.
You do now.
Now you're best buddies.
Now we are.
What are you driving, Zaring?
I'm driving a Volkswagen Touran.
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it.
Well, that horn will do.
Yeah. Hang on there, then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hiya, Chris, it's Luke and I'm from Abingdon.
Roy?
I had a friend that used to live there.
Really?
But they moved.
Roy, who was that then?
Yeah, but they moved. You see, they don't live there anymore. That's the joke, you see. What do you do?
I work for the county council, Chris.
Wicked. Do you enjoy the work?
Pardon?
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's all right. It's not too bad.
Great. Are you in charge of big things?
Not really, no.
Right, okay. What are you driving?
A Renault Trafic.
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it, son. Oh!
That horn is fat.
Roy's loving the horn. And I think he's loving you too, Luke.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
She's my favourite.
No, it's not a she, it's a he. Right, are you ready to play the game, pal? Good. Are you ready, Zaring?
Yes, I'm ready.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
I like that bit, Dave.
It's nice.
Yeah, thanks.
You're nice.
What? I'm nice. All right, weirdo. I'm not like that, Dave. I don't think you should be coming out, you know, to me on the air. Alad?
I don't know.
Have a word with me after the show.
Okay.
Teach him the rules.
Not on your Nelly.
Mr. Fish is in Southeast Asia, where he's making a TV documentary all about former Cambodian dictator Pol Pot. He's investigating the terrible stories which surround his regime and looking at what state the country's in now, years on. And one of the things that Mr. Fish has found fascinating is the level of corruption which existed back then and how much money went to Pol Pot and his government. And one of the former officials, called Pong, is explaining why the country has been poor for years. And he's saying it's all because all the money went to Mr. Pot himself. And Pong is saying, yeah, yeah, honestly, all of it went to Pot. Is it weird? Yeah. Yes, are we reading?
Put all the money in one pot.
Put all the money in one pot.
You're almost there. Good answer, but not right.
Not right. Do you want to have a go at that, Luke?
I haven't a clue, Chris.
Well, gone to pot. Kind of what was. Anybody wants to have a go at that? Yes, are we reading?
It's all gone to pot.
But
you're right!
You see that, Luke? I gave you the answer.
Yeah, not quick enough with that.
No. Yep, whatever. Right, is that a... You are in the lead. Of none, you are rubbish.
Both back. Here's another catchphrase.
Greg Paul, was he the backup for today, was he?
He was, actually.
I thought so. Pretty good enough to get on, is he? Right, the Fish family away in Benidorm and seem to be having a bit of bother with some of their fellow holidaymakers, Zaring.
Uh-huh.
Mr. and Mrs. Fish have bagged themselves a couple of sunbeds by the pool. They've gone for a dip. But they can't believe what they see when they get back, Luke. What's that, Chris?
What?
what's that, Chris?
This aggressive German family have moved the Fisher's stuff and put their own towels on their beds and nabbed them for themselves. How rude, said Mr. Fisher. And, look at this. In a fit of rage, he's just grabbed the German fella's towel and he's thrown it in the pool. He has got... Yes, Zanning!
Throw the towel in.
Throw the towel in.
You're a winner.
Ah, Luke here, you're rubbish.
I'm just thick, ain't I, Chris?
Well, I wouldn't say thick, but yes. Zering, well done.
Thank you.
It's Iranian for golden, your name.
It is.
That's beautiful.
Mm.
It's nice. You okay, good? I don't know where I'm going to go with that.
No, I don't. Otherwise... I've got one eye now.
Really?
Mm.
No. Okay. What's that great joke you know? Oh, that's the... What's your name, Zaring?
Zaring.
It's not a name you hear every day, is it? Unless, of course,
no,
you're her.
Not.
And
huh?
You would hear it every day, wouldn't you?
Because that's what she's called.
You see what I've
Many
done there?
Time.
Yeah, I bought it now. Right, so there you go. They were two great callers. They really were. Zaring and Mr. Idiot. Roll on the new year. Right, that's it. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Now then, Joe Wiley is going to be live and made available. The White Stripes are going to be there. Dave and I had a conversation about the White Stripes last night. I'm thinking about no me when I'm going with. Do you think they're up for us coming down, doing a bit of backing vocal action, Dave? You could do the sound of the doorbell.
I don't think so.
Alan,
I could do the
brilliant
triangle.
I'm thinking about the doorbell when you go. You just come and go, bing bong. Brilliant. I'll give you 30 seconds. Right, enjoy Joe, enjoy the White Stripes, enjoy the rest of the day. We're back tomorrow morning at 7. Goodbye.
Sorry, White Stripes are just cancelled.
Oh, no.
Nothing to do with Alice Triangle or Chris's backing vocals.
We'll do it!
Nice, all still on.